Kind of sounds like you, Danny.
I thought she said she was worried about the baby making a lot of grown-ups make a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna be with you in a moment. We have just one other item that's scheduled, and then we'll come to you all. And the first item that we have at this time is a requested letter of support for the Greens Phase 2, and that is a request from HCW. They're going to be submitting an affordable housing project proposal to Missouri Housing Development Commission for the second phase of the Greens at Branson Hills.
Is the first phase already in?
In and done. And we wrote a letter of recommendation for phase one. Yeah, we wrote the first letter, and it's they installed it.
I wonder how this is faring since all the tax credits are up in the air. And
there's lots of legislation about those tax credits. Some say that they're going to sunset. Some say these are going to be grandfathered until they're used. I think I haven't talked to the individuals directly, but...
And we have a senator that says there'll never be another one used.
Yeah, but you got to have a majority to stop them.
Apparently, in this situation, that's what the presiding commissioner in Greene County was telling me yesterday. I said, you're kidding.
I mean, it's in place until
you can if you're this senator, I guess.
I know who senator you're talking about. You know, the as long as we've got the as many as technically homeless people living in the weekly rentals, moving them into something like this, an affordable housing project, is a much safer option for these people that are having challenges financially to find housing. So I'm in favor of this project. And all projects, actually. We've been very consistent on all the affordable housing projects. So with not too much reservation or no reservation, I'm going to move that we send a letter of support for the Greens Phase 2 project as requested.
To the Missouri Housing Development Commission.
MHDC, yes. Missouri Housing Development Commission.
I'm going to second that with some discussion.
Motion's been made and seconded that we forward a letter of support on behalf of the Greens at Branson Hills Phase 2 to the Missouri Housing Development Commission. Discussion?
Yes. Jim, we had approved the other one, this phase. We did have some situations with other affordable housing projects. As a matter of record, to let you know that when we went to check, that the rent was considerably higher than investigated other proposal. We have also the numbers varied from what was presented in a packet. This is
right.
The first one. The reason I made the comment about this being a project that we've already approved, usually these come with a packet that the commission reviews.
Right.
That tells pretty well it's a layout description of the way the project lays, what's right there, the construction pictures, all those things. This one, if this is phase two of the same type of project, that's the reason I second your motion.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of doing this one, but I do... would make the statement that
sure
one of them will be looked at and considered.
Right. Oh, absolutely. This is a little different. This is the seniors, and we don't have very many options for seniors exclusively, so that's why I'm in favor of that. So.
Is there any more discussion?
Yes, sir.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Next item of discussion is the Shamblin Road. Any concern at Shamblin Road? There you go. Are you here to address this today? You can bring everybody right up here if you like. I'll get you plenty of chairs. How would that be?
I just got to get two batteries. I can just get two batteries wrong. I'll just get two batteries. Oh, you can put it in the chairs.
Check it out, because I thought it, Jim, I thought it whenever we...
Please put one battery right here.
I'll fix you up and then you can just sit where you want. Then you can sit out here.
Well, yeah, right, because the rollers could cause a little...
I'm just going to bring this back. And then we'll be able to have a report. We'll record you. We'll record you. Sure helps you. No, I didn't think so.
How long can you stay there?
A long time. Do your thumbs come off like this?
Never gets old.
Somebody might love them.
You don't have an extra one lying around over there yet. They're getting one, but I just think they had one faster. Nope. Nine.
Is there one down in that bottom piece?
Yes.
No?
No. They're getting one. I'm just trying to be faster, but...
Well, I tell you what, we can proceed without.
Yep. Still get a chance.
Doing that. And how do you pronounce your name?
Albright is the last name. My first is Antonina.
Antonina. Just how it's spelled. Would you like to begin?
I suppose that would be fine. I don't have a planned out speech, but my husband is going to put me up to this. We bought the house here at Chamberlain and Mountain Grove in 08, October 08, and at that point we didn't know that it would be a highway, kind of a road right there, because there was a stop sign, but the stop sign isn't respected at all, you know, unless people find, I think, if they find time to stop due to their schedule, they'll take the time to stop, but otherwise... Even UPS trucks and FedEx trucks go by there 60 miles an hour. So, you know, like I said, if they're in a hurry, because they'll fly by on one side and then on their way back through, they'll take the time to stop maybe because they got the delivery done or something. But we're about 60 yards. The house is about 60 yards from the street, and it's...
Yeah, we made it. Oh, she's fine.
We don't have a fence up yet. We moved, completed our move last December. And so just financially, it hasn't been there for us to be able to put a fence and things up. And, you know, I it's not because I feel like we don't have a fence up, so people need to uphold the law. It's just they don't stop. And I don't know that closing schoolhouse is necessarily the answer or what we're necessarily looking for. I just know that... the summer of, not this past summer, but 2010, we were here for 3 months for our first time visiting and kind of setting up the house a little bit, and then we had to go back to Texas to pack and move. And when we did, we called the, my husband knows the name of the deputy that came out. And so he came out for the first day and decided that this is an issue. And so he came out multiple days. And on one occasion, he had somebody pulled over, and he was on his way to pull over someone, and in doing that, he almost got sideswiped by another car that ran the stop sign. So he's trying to pull one guy over that ran it, and then the next person's blowing through it as well, and they almost hit him. And so he was, you know, but I know he didn't issue many tickets at that point in time, but he did notice that there was a problem. And he spent maybe a week on different days coming out, but then that was it. And people did decide to straighten up a little bit because they were nervous that he was going to be there. But it, you know, is not ceased whatsoever. There are some law-abiding citizens, but, you know, and I understand, you know, there's not that much traffic out there, so people just kind of feel like, but, you know, I understand that they can get lax with that, but it's not.
She's okay.
Yeah, she's. There's no electricity. There.
That wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Yeah, mine either. But from a safety perspective, if we just look from a safety, we could put in rumble strips, couldn't we, at a stop sign? I mean, there's options we can do to encourage stopping versus closing a road. I know closing the road seems to be an issue, but could we not better enforce with road and bridge materials, maybe? That.
I visited with her husband and talked to him, and Jim, I brought up, I maybe with Randy, that I talked about us putting that sign, digital sign that read, and they had complications with it working.
Right.
I think that you had requested a search site. Be that be put in place, and it didn't work. And they're actually looking at with MoDOT and others to try to come up. We've had success with that. I know that we did that in the Bee Creek area. Lady that was had problems similar to what
Fruit
Farm Road. We also had that type of issue, and we put up the digital sign that tells them what their speed is as they go through. Matter of fact, I think this the lady that was there took some license plate numbers and the speed as they came through, and we just left that there about a week and got some results. So that was a quick solution to look at, trying to help you out temporarily.
And I think a temporary solution is okay. I think something like speed bumps and some signs, you know, children at play, or and, you know, someone to visit down there every now and then for on the traffic out there, it would be good. You know, also closing that road, which it's not necessity, and then to cause someone to have to stop and make a turn is an option, but I know it's not necessarily a total fix either, because I've heard that I've heard from other people that live out there, they said people will come off two wheels just to make that corner without stopping, you know, because they'll, and so Jeff Michelle is his name, he told my husband that, you know, people having to go around the corner would be not necessarily the fix, because they just go far. And it's not a respecter of certain vehicles all the time.
Right.
And it is not a respecter of night, because I've been up at all hours seeing that. I told my husband, because he likes to go and look at the deer at night, there's no way you would catch me out there without a way to get into the field, because people, they just don't, it's just not a safe place.
Well,
even if it's...
What I guess what I would say to you is as I visited with him, and we thought we would use this solution that we've used in the past and see how that worked, that we might be able to put that digital sign up,
In case you're wondering, she's with us.
I just texted her and said, why don't you come down if you can and give her a little relief for a few seconds here. So,
but
it'd be awful. Some stranger just come in.
We love her.
Maybe some signs, some rumble strips. See, we can't put up speed bumps. There's a liability with speed bumps. But some rumble strips or something that we could work with Randy and Harlan or Stottle and find out what we could do. Maybe some added signs.
Something flashing, maybe? Something just to bring attention to it.
They've got a new reflective sign. You was talking about the evenings and nights. They've got a new reflective sign that we are...
So if we issued about $100 tickets, there would be...
Well, we could stop it real fast when we started issuing tickets.
Mm-hmm. Well, it did...
Quite frankly, I believe they did that for a while.
Just somebody being out there, it did cost... Because he gave a lot of warnings. Because he understood, you know, this is brand new that I'm out here and I'm going to give you this chance. But and it did stop people for a while. It's, you know, just... it's not a consistent thing because... For them to catch him, for them to be out there. But I think the guy's name started with a K. I mean, he was really just in shock of how blatant it was, you know. And it, I mean, my daughter on the inside of the house kind of shivers when she hears the loud noise of the engines because, you know, there's lots of big trucks that come by and they're going really fast and... Because they don't come to a stop, it's a loud noise going by. It's not a slow down, you know. And it,
yeah. Danny, what's the visibility on that intersection? Do we need Road and Bridge need to clean back from the easements? Would that help visibility? I mean, would it help anything?
This came up. I thought it was while you were here, but it probably
before
just
I was
prior
here.
To
yeah.
you getting here. This road has been a topic of conversation. As a matter of fact, there's been a lots of discussion about.
Okay.
This road, the Prime Road, the Schoolhouse Road, even Jesse Box, who owned the property bordering one, had a lot of discussion in it. We had a public hearing about it. So there's been a lot of discussion about the road. The part that you're talking about as far as safety, we need to... And will address with some signs, lighted speed signs that record their speed, and we'll do the same thing that's worked in the past in other locations. But as we're doing that, we'll also put up these new reflective signs. And
I mean, and the only thing I'm thinking, like on Fruit Farm Road, it was just excessive speed. No one was running stop signs. That's a bigger safety issue than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, for me, I mean, the speed we can deal with some of this, but we just need to work with Road Bridge and do whatever we can do. Or we talk about closing the road. That's the two options.
I put a sign out there.
Uh-huh.
And while there, while parked in the road, partially, I had two cars come through there like it was a racetrack.
Right.
And I thought at the time, if I were in law enforcement, those people would get a ticket. I mean, they didn't just sort of go through there. They don't care. There's no respect for the signs that are up there. And no, it's just, I mean, none.
Right.
The little bitty road called Shandlin that's in front of our house, it dead ends down, you know, and so that's the only road that we will get our bikes on because we don't really have any blacktop or anything.
Shandlin's the one that runs between your house and the school.
No, that's Mountain Grove. Mountain Grove changes.
Okay, I see it.
And so it then ends into a big piece of property that, you know, we have access to and know the person there. So we will walk down there in our bikes, but I just don't even feel comfortable. I told the girls, we can't be all over the road, even though nobody lives down there at this point in time. There's nobody that comes and goes at a resident. So, but I don't even feel comfortable walking down to the end of Shamblin, which is a dead end, and walking back because anybody that does go down that street, which it is frequent quite a bit, even though nobody lives down there, they go fast. I mean, just this short little something, they just, I'm just like, who's that, you know? And it's deer hunting, people go down there, and they go on the property that backs up to us that, you know, Lane Wheeler, she owns the property, the 50-something acres, and they, you know, go over there. So we, we are right here.
Yes.
And so they go down here. The man that owns this property, he's in St. Louis, and there's nobody else that comes and goes from a residence. So when we walk down here... we are here at 2 acres, and Lane Wheeler has this 54. People, you know, they poach over there, and we just haven't been able to catch them. But anybody that goes down here, they go fast. I mean, I don't understand. So if I'm out there, I feel very uncomfortable, even being on the road, because, you know, one's riding the bike over here, and we're just kind of taking up room. And but the stop sign is certainly, you know, my husband, we were all outside the other day, and the, I don't know if it was a UPS or FedEx. I think it was a UPS FedEx.
But this is Shamblin?
Well, this is only Shamblin. This right here, Mountain Grove, and then Mount Grove turns.
Right. Okay.
And then this is the schoolhouse. So, and I think the schoolhouse thing would be a good thing if y'all chose to do that. I'm not here to be in favor of really one or the other, except for some change and some action, because we've asked for action. And but if, you know, the deputy, they're shorthanded, and there's different things, and it does affect people if they do pay more attention, and they do know that we're there, and family. And I would certainly like to have a fence, just for my own choice, but just don't have it yet. So.
Do we meet with Road and Bridge on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I believe they're on a schedule for Tuesday.
Yeah.
We need to really come brainstorming what ideas we can do to change this intersection. Something. I mean, this is...
I'm not sure that the intersection change is the answer. We went to a public hearing on this. We had lots of...
I'm not necessarily closing. I'm saying a bunch of things. If it's changing the sign, if it's changing flat, making it flashing, making it high reflective, mm-hmm. if it's rumble strips, it's, you know, whatever.
Explore all options.
It's not that they can't see.
It's usually not to.
Clean side of vision, and that... Probably part of it. I mean, there's nothing here.
This is all one owner now.
And it's fenced here, and it's fenced here. But, it's just a clear shot. Coming here, you said even in front of the old schoolhouse, they're still going to go fast coming off of T Highway. So
every Thursday night, they have a jamboree kind of a meeting there. And Jeff Michelle is one of the ones that keeps up the property. He's got, you know, older daughters, a little bit older than mine, and he said he won't let them off the front porch, you know, even though there's...
It's too dangerous.
Needs to be patrolled more than.
And nobody lives down the Long Road. Of course, there is a subdivision at the end of the other. What's it called?
Resort.
Oh, right, at the end of Mount Grove.
Yeah.
There's quite a few housing places down there. A lot of people aren't permanent down there, but... There are some.
We meet on Tuesday with Road and Bridge. This will be one of the line items that we have for discussion, so we're going to address it. How do we get a hold of you?
Let's not do that on the air.
Good idea. If you'll give us your number, we'll put that on our sheet.
Didn't mean to cut you off, Presiding Commissioner, but...
No, I think that's a fair statement.
I think that, meanwhile, we have our sign man. Why don't we...
Oh, we've got it. I'm sorry. I didn't even know.
Why don't we put a new reflective stop sign up there? Just immediately.
Well, we can do it Tuesday. I'd like to... But yeah, we can go ahead and issue it.
I'm talking about that immediately.
You're right. It's going to be there no matter what. So, I'm in favor of that. You want to talk to...
we'll just contact Road and Bridge.
Okay.
And have them do that immediately. If we had our digital sign that we're having some problems with, because it was already headed your way when they went to check it, it wasn't working.
So, I found three options for Randy to email them the options. So.
Okay, so
we're looking.
We're going to take immediate action on some of the things and try to do full-time, not temporary, but full-time options to settle this situation. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
All right.
Appreciate it.
I don't know what township that individual. Oh no, I'm sorry. I was jumping ahead. For those people not reading my mind, I was jumping ahead to Board of Adjustment, planning and zoning positions. But if we're going to nominate a BOA member, there is no township tied to him.
No.
So we can just nominate that one. And then the park board, there's no township either on that, so we can just nominate them too. Decision is, I think we just got to be open-ended so we know what the terms are. I don't know what the terms are in front of me, so I just want to say whatever our, if we decide to make a motion.
Well, the BOA term would be effective
from the last
last January 1st of 2011 for a period of, Bob?
4 years.
Is that?
And we have two appointments that are up.
I'm going to.
But is it to replace?
I'm going to move that we have two vacancies on Board of Adjustment. I'm going to move that we appoint Mark Weiss to the expired term of Jack Johnson, effective January 1st of 2011, and to run 4-year term.
I'll second the motion.
And now we still have one more, Bob, is that right? For discussion here, Bob, we still have one more BOA appointment, correct? Okay. We're still working on that second name.
Motion has been made and seconded to appoint Mark Weiss to the BOA to fill the vacancy of Jack Johnston. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
We had a letter, and I guess you two gentlemen received it.
I talked to Chip.
Of Chip Mason from the Park Board, and I would like to name Olin Tate as the replacement for
Chip Mason's term.
Chip Mason's term.
I'll second that motion.
The remainder of the term.
Motion has been made and seconded to appoint Olin Tate to the Park Board to fill the vacancy created through the resignation of Chip Mason. Discussion. I will state that I spoke with Chip yesterday, and he apologized to the commission, but his schedule has become such that he just cannot fulfill those obligations with his other commitments.
He was a great board member. I attended those meetings, and he has lots of ideas that I think we'll be able to take advantage of through his representation on the board while he was there.
Good job.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Presiding Commissioner, I have no other names to recommend at this point.
Unless Commissioner Strahan does.
We had, I had a discussion with Bob here, and we've got a little bit of a situation that I would like to visit with the board about, or have Bob address it and might address his concerns, which are my concerns also. As far as having, I'll just go ahead and address it because I don't know any other way to do it. We've got a county employee that would like to serve on this board. I have no problem with that, a county employee serving on the board, except that when we filled the road and bridge superintendent's job, we already have a county employee serving on that board. So two county employees under the direction of the county commission, I would feel uncomfortable. So I'm going to make a motion that we appoint Steve Adams instead of the other name that was proposed
for
a P&Z member for Beaver Township.
Second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to appoint Steve Adams, Planning and Zoning Board, representing
Beaver Township.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, any other discussion regarding board appointments?
not at this point.
There will be one more BOA consideration that we would like to post for next week to get that filled if we can. And also, I'm having a little bit of difficulty. If the press is listening, I would like to have them rerun an article in the paper for Big Creek. Big Creek PNZ is the pro tem area and needs to be addressed. And I've talked to about four people down there, and some of them have been past servers on that PNZ board. But we need to have someone of interest to come forward in that position.
Thank you, Dan. Bob, do you have anything else for us on appointments?
I don't think so at this time. Thank you,
Jim.
I would like to move that we go into executive session pursuant 610.21.3, I believe, is personnel. It's not a posted item. It is an emergency because of a time-sensitive issue that just came to my attention that I believe needs the commission's direction immediately. And so that's why I'm going off of from an executive emergency-wise.
I'll second your motion.
Motion's been made and seconded that we go into emergency executive session under 610.021 for purposes of personnel.
I believe it's subsection 3, I believe. But it would be 1, 2.
Or 3.
1, 2, or 3, but I believe 3 is personnel.
Well, specifically we're stating personnel, so we'll fill in the number if that's
right.
Appropriate. All in favor, say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Just a moment here. And then we're going to be adjourned after a site visit, so we won't be coming.